America Weekend. We're talking with Alan Marcus, our political analyst, and he runs a magnificent public relations firm in the state of New Jersey called the Marcus Group. We have been associated with Alan as his political acumen for a number of years on Smith Sabatino, and for me even before that, on various television stations. So, Alan, I want to mention a name, Arkansas's Tom Cotton.
Tom Cotton. I like to refer to him as the Hitler Youth. Tom Cotton really should get a copy of the Constitution, and so he can understand what his role as a senator is. He's an aggressive young man who, frankly, has created, I believe, a lot of damage. The letter that he drafted and was signed by, I think, a total of 47 senators, but it was his inspiration that was sent to Iran, was a travesty. And it was the first time, I believe, that we can look at where the legislative body infringed on the executive in terms of foreign policy, and where the legislative branch of government and the executive branch of government did not stand together in a bipartisan fashion in the international community.
Well, you know, some people are saying that those 47 might or could be charged with violating the Logan Act.
Well, they could. I don't think that would happen. I think it would be awful if it did. But I believe that they do owe an apology not only to the president and to the administration, not only to their colleagues in Congress, but to the American people. This was just the dumbest thing I can imagine. But it shows the split, Rowan and Carl, in the American political system today, where we do not observe those traditions which have made us great.
I agree. Let me point out some of the things that Mr. Cotton has said and done. He thinks that killer drones should be expanded, that bombing makes us safer, that food stamp recipients are addicts, the border with Mexico is wide open and we should be very afraid because Hezbollah is working with Mexican locals to cross our borders and attack us, and that reporters ought to be prosecuted for expository journalism. I mean,
I'm starting to like him on that last one.
No. In all seriousness, you know, I mean, I'm not sure this guy is much different than Joe McCarthy was in many years.
That's the point. For those of the listeners who can remember, and I will tell you, I vaguely remember Joe McCarthy, but I'll tell you something that I really remember well, and that's my mother awakening me, telling me she wanted me to watch something on television. And she took me downstairs. In those days, you only had one television in your house, if you had one at all. And what I watched was Edward R. Murrow eviscerate Joe McCarthy and bring an end to that era. He did it. President Eisenhower didn't do it. His colleagues in the Senate didn't do it. Newspaper editors didn't do it. Everybody was afraid of McCarthy, and so he kept talking. It was Edward R. Murrow, a journalist. You know, a journalist who, frankly, many people have compared you to, Rowan, and I say that with all seriousness. But a journalist who took down Joe McCarthy, was the most dangerous man in America in the second half of the 20th century.
That's correct.
Cotton is following in exactly those footsteps. And frankly, McCarthy was following in the footsteps of people like Hitler and Stalin. Maybe a different philosophy, but he was following in their footsteps.
Well, I mean, I appreciate the compliment there, totally undeserved. But you know what? What also bothered me, and that is the fact that I don't know if you had a chance to listen to Cotton's maiden Senate speech.
I have standards, Rowan. They may be limited, but I have standards, and no, I haven't listened to it.
But he's truly—I mean—he's called for a military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned against back in 1954.
Mm-hmm. Rowan, you and I offline had a conversation about Cotton some weeks ago, and we agreed at that time that this is the product of the kind of politics which marginalizes the American people. You know, that the Republican Party has become a marginalized group because people like Cotton can win in a small area, and he went in a tight primary, and then he wins an election in Arkansas, of all places.
Yeah. Okay, Alan, we've got a minute to go.
Go ahead.
Hillary Clinton.
She's all the Democratic Party has. There's nobody behind her. She's frozen everybody. Until she decides what she's doing, nobody else can move. She's the nominee. She's their only hope, frankly, right now. The Democratic Party doesn't have a bench because she freezes that bench. Even Joe Biden, the vice president, can't do anything until Hillary decides what she wants to do. It's Hillary or nobody.
Do you think she will run?
I think she's going to run. I don't think she... Frankly, I'm not sure she wants to run. I mean, she's had a taste of what it's going to be like being a candidate, and this is not going to be a cakewalk. The Republican Party doesn't play beanbag when it comes to attacking people like Hillary Clinton.
Yep, wrap it up.
She will have the hardest run in history, but she's a contender.
Alan Marcus, thank you again for your expertise, and hope you join us real soon again.
Only if I get invited, Rollin.
You got it.
Always good to talk to you.
Alan, always a pleasure. Carl Sabatino, Rollin Smith, Smith Sabatino. We're back.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-star is one of the great American-born hockey players of his generation. In 17 NHL seasons, he scored more than 400 goals and collected nearly 500 assists.
He is in alone against Hotman. He shoots. He scores!
So where is Tony Amonte now? The Chicago Blackhawks honored Tony in 2009 with a special night at the United Center where the first 10,000 fans got special commemorative pins. In 2010, Tony became the head ice hockey coach at his alma mater, Thayer Academy in suburban Boston. Thayer is where he won two state championships in the 80s, one alongside fellow NHL star Jeremy Roenick.
Cutting in, fakes, now goes by Jussi Schoen!
Looks like Tony's still skating strong. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, a major announcement from the world's largest motorcycle maker. Outsourcing and layoffs sent the company stock down for a four straight day. An overreaction or part of a bigger picture today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Harley-Davidson gave notice to Missouri officials that anticipated layoffs of nearly 170 employees at the Kansas City plant on May 11th will continue through September 30th. A company spokesperson was quoted as saying this will align overall production needs for the facility. Harley-Davidson stock is down in 2015, but some analysts expect the cost cutting to make for a bounce. ABM spoke with bikers who had recently been laid off from jobs in the North. More on that story this week on The Minute. American Biker Minute, your passport to the